International Prayer Lessons, Weekly Home Study Lessons on Prayer by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr., copyright 2018, all rights reserved. Available at www.internationalprayerlessons.com. Listen now to this week's International Prayer Lesson, Lesson Number 6, from The Believer's Secret of the Abiding Presence, Chapter 6, Christ Glorified. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water. They follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They were purchased from among men and offered as first fruits to God and the Lamb. Revelation chapter 7, verse 17, and chapter 14, verse 4. And surely I will be with you always. Who spoke these words? We must take time to know him well, if we are to understand what we may expect from him, as he offers to be with us all day long. Who is he? None other than the Lamb, slain in the midst of the throne. The Lamb, in his deepest humiliation, is enthroned in the glory of God. He invites us to have the closest fellowship with him, to become like him. It takes time, deep reverence, and adoring worship to come under the full impression that he who dwells in the glory of the Father, before whom all heaven bows in humble adoration, is none other than the one who offers to be my companion to lead me like a shepherd. Christ, dwelling in the glory of the Father, cares for every individual sheep in such a way as to make me one of those who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. Read often the wonderful fifth chapter of Revelation until your heart is possessed by the one great thought of how all heaven falls prostrate and the elders cast their crowns before the throne. The Lamb reigns in the midst of the praises and the love of his redeemed people and the praises of all creation. The very Lamb of God comes to me in my daily life. He offers to walk with me and be my strength, my joy, and my almighty keeper. Surely I cannot expect him to abide with me unless my heart bows before him. If possible, I should be in a still deeper reverence by surrendering my life to his praise and service, that I may be worthy of the love that has redeemed me. O Christian, believe that the Lamb in the midst of the throne is actually the embodiment of the omnipotent glory of the everlasting God and of his love. Believe that having the Lamb of God in your almighty as your almighty shepherd and your faithful keeper does indeed make it possible for the thoughts and cares of earth not to prevail and separate you from his love for a single moment. The practice of the presence of God. All possible kinds of bodily mortifications will not erase a single sin. You ought to expect, without any anxiety, the pardon of your sins through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, only endeavoring to love him with all your heart. One of the notable monuments of his mercy is this: God seems to grant the greatest favors to the greatest sinners who have come to him through the blood of Christ. The greatest pains or pleasures are not to be compared with what you can experience of them both when you are in a spiritual state. Do not worry about anything. Fear nothing. Desire only one thing from God, that you might not offend him. Thank God for all that you do, and acknowledge that all your strength to do what is right comes from him. The foundation of the spiritual life is the high conception and esteem of God in faith. Faithfully reject any thought that would lower your esteem of God, and perform all of your actions for the love of God. If you discover that you have not thought of God for a good while, acknowledge your wretchedness apart from Him. Then return to Him with a greater trust in Him, because you found yourself miserable through forgetting Him. Dear Father God, thank you for sending your Son to die in my behalf. Thank you for seating Him as the Lamb who was slain in the midst of your throne. Come now into my life and set up your throne within my heart, guiding and directing my thoughts and decisions according to your perfect will. Lead me as a gentle shepherd, because I follow you willingly, asking only to be shown the way, when I am enjoying the greatest pleasures of life that you have provided. Those pleasures are sweeter because you are with me, sanctifying my delight in them. Help me to share the wonderful message of your forgiving and guiding love with others, that they might know your saving grace and power. I pray that many will gather throughout the world to praise you and make your loving presence known. Amen.